AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. From Atlanta up to New York, the message is get off the roads and stay home. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says tomorrow is not a day to be outside.
They will not only be snow-filled and slippery, there could be whiteout conditions, literally meaning a driver cannot see what's happening in front of them. So get what you need done today. Stay off the roads.
In Washington, D.C., it's snowing already, and it's not expected to stop for at least the next day and a half.
It has life and death implications, and all the residents of the District of Columbia should treat it that way.
Mayor Muriel Bowser says this storm shouldn't be taken lightly. Another city expected to get a lot of snow is Philadelphia. Samantha Phillips is the city's emergency management director.
While it will begin a light, fluffy mixture, it will become heavy and wet snow at times, and with heavy winds, we're concerned about the possibility for downed trees and activity to take on our power infrastructure.
About a foot of snow is on the ground in Kentucky. There is ice in parts of North and South Carolina. Each state is reporting about 20,000 power outages. Slick roads are also a problem in Tennessee. The president of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences is pledging to double the number of female and minority members and will immediately diversify its leadership by adding three new seats to its board of governors. Cheryl Boone Isaac's announcement comes after criticism over an all-white list of nominees in the Oscar acting categories. Government officials say a Ford pickup driver killed last month in South Carolina is the ninth person to die in the U.S. and the 10th worldwide caused by defective Takata airbag inflators that explode. A Philadelphia policeman who was severely wounded by a man who police say told them he was following Allah after he shot the officer at close range has left the hospital. The closing bell just sounded on Wall Street, a strong showing. The Dow finished up 210 points. This is AP Radio News. The U.S. Virgin Islands is reporting its first case of the mosquito-borne Zika virus. The patient is identified as a 42-year-old woman who lives on the island of St. Croix and has not traveled recently. Meantime, the AP's Lindsay Tanner reports the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention added more tropical destinations to a travel alert for the Zika virus.
The main concern is for pregnant women. If they get bitten by mosquitoes who have that virus, they're at risk for giving birth to babies with a very severe and rare birth defect that causes abnormally small heads and abnormal brain development.
Zika illness can cause fever, rash, and joint pain. The blizzard moving through the Northeast has forced changes in the sports schedule today. Two NBA games and one in the National Hockey League have been postponed. There were plenty of basketball games also not scheduled. NASCAR's Hall of Fame induction ceremony is off in Charlotte, North Carolina. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.